Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
8:15 now on this foggy Monday morning, December 22nd. Aaron Ashbrook joins us now, assistant professor of urban, peri-urban entomology at LSU. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Morning, Tommy. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. How is this weather going back and forth, the cold and the hot, affecting the mosquitoes, affecting moths, affecting everything else?
Yes, it's a very interesting question. And so what has been happening with this fluctuating temperatures is we actually see that, of course, the insects are more dormant. They're not very active when it's colder out. But then when we see these temperature increases up into the 70s, all of a sudden the adult insects are becoming active and they are migrating again. And so that's what we're starting to encounter, is these insects trying to come into warmer locations when they have an opportunity.
So when it comes to moths, I see them inside the house. Is there a way to keep them from getting inside the house, or ways to neutralize what they can do?
Yeah, so we are seeing a lot of moths coming around the structure, and essentially light. So if we can turn off lights at nighttime, that's usually what is luring them to our structures. And of course, it's the warmth as well. So they're trying to come nearby our buildings, as well as many other insects, just to help offset some of those cooler temperatures. And so those two factors, those stimuli, is what's bringing them to enter our buildings.
So take me through the process. A moth is, tell me where we start here. A caterpillar starts with a. We start with a caterpillar?
Yes, and then... you're right. So a caterpillar is an immature moth. And so right now, you know, towards the end of the year is where all of our insects that are that have survived, of course, and have developed through caterpillars and have gone through their pupae, their developmental stage, and then become moths, adult moths. They are now, of course, the most prevalent stage if they're alive, right, if they're able to survive the cold. And so all of those moths, those caterpillars that survive through the summer, They're active when the temperatures are enabling them to be mobile, and that's when we're starting to encounter them.
So what's going
on in our structures?
So what's going on with the mosquitoes? Because I'm always curious about how the cold weather affects the mosquitoes, and are they getting worse? And then it's different kinds of mosquitoes. Take me through that whole thing, if you will.
Yes, that's also another very good question. And so around this time of the year, we get more cold, we get more rain. And of course, because we don't have the warm weather to cause some evaporation effects with that water, we'll have more standing water. And of course, standing water is what contributes to mosquito populations. Now, when we have these warm weather influxes, if it's warm for more than 3 to 5 days consecutively, we can have a mosquito emergence. And of course, we've had earlier this year, we did have a pretty bad mosquito emergence. I think early, it was either January or February, because it kind of similar to what we're experiencing now. We had cold weather. It warmed up, we had a burst of mosquitoes, and then it cooled off again. And so we can experience these same kinds of effects right now.
But there are different, like, saltwater mosquitoes that are affected differently by the weather, right?
Yes, that is correct. And so certain mosquitoes are more likely to be active at these times rather than our normal mosquitoes that are active during the summertime.
What about roaches? How does the weather, cold or warm, affect roaches?
So luckily, we should experience some relief from the cockroach population. So when it is cold, essentially our American cockroaches cannot be active. They require warm temperatures above 70 to be coming out on the surface and to forage. And then even to fly, they need it to be very warm out. So you won't even see cockroaches flying when it's cold. So at least we should get some reprieve from them.
Is there anything that happens at this time of year that has anything to do with termite season?
So termites are still going to be active, but they're not going to be very active. So you might still be able to find them foraging, but you're not going to see any swarming activity, particularly during this time of the year. Although we can see some species that will swarm, but it's just much less likely. Well, what I will say is, even though we're not under the pest umbrella, one thing that we should see a lot more activity of is rodents. Rodents definitely want to be trying to come in to our structures during the colder weather.
Let me take a break, because we're going to pick it up with rodents when we come back, and because I'm getting some text about that, and it's funny you should bring that up, as somebody texted in about rodents, because they think they have a mouse problem in their home, or they don't know if it's rats, or how to tell, or how to neutralize the issue, and so forth. We're talking to Aaron Ashbrook, an assistant professor of peri-urban entomology at LSU. We'll move on to rodents when we come back. 820 Traffic Now, WWL.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
827, talking to Aaron Ashbrook, assistant professor of peri-urban entomology at LSU. What does that mean, peri-urban entomology, Aaron?
A perimeter of the urban environment. That's the best way I can describe it. It was a challenge for me to discover that one when I first started the job, because I'm used to urban.
To keep the things that are outside from coming inside, that kind of thing?
That's right. That's right. And then the pests that are around the home and the structure that also bother us, but that aren't primarily indoors, but still are a nuisance.
So when it comes to rodents? Do they seek the warmth? Is that what happens? Why do we have more of a problem during the wintertime, it seems like, with rodents? Or do we?
We do. That's a good question. So they don't hibernate. So the rodents, they need to seek warmth in order to survive during the winter period. Also, during when it's warm out, they can get food outdoors. That might not necessarily be the case during the wintertime, and so they're also coming indoors for food as well. And so those are the two reasons we start to see more interactions with them.
So what can people do to minimize rodents coming into the house? Because it only takes a second, right? I mean, you got a door open for a second, and that little rascal can sneak in there.
Yes, that's right. They can be, they're very fast. And so, you know, keeping your doors closed, that's a big one right there. Oftentimes you may see a door just being cracked just for a moment. And like you said, that's all that it takes.
Because even if, for example, even if, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but if you leave the garage door open for a second while you're bringing groceries in, if a mouse comes in that's pregnant, before you know it, you got an infestation, right?
That's right. They do reproduce very quickly. Only a few weeks they can have a litter. And those mice, it takes them about a month or so, and they can be full-blown adults and foraging themselves. The other big way you can help prevent them from coming indoors is exclusion. And so mice, they can enter gaps that are a quarter of an inch, one-fourth of an inch, so they can kind of compress their bodies and enter these cracks and crevices. And rats can enter crevices that are about a half of an inch in diameter. So those two, if you can find those cracks and crevices, whether that be a doorway, a window, some kind of gap, and seal it using appropriate foam and meshing, seal wool material, that can help prevent rodents from coming in as well.
Is there a preferable way when it comes to solving the problem once it happens? I'm being as delicate as I can here, Aaron.
Yes, yes. Definitely using some type. I prefer using snap traps. Mm-hmm. I know some people like to use the glue boards, but of course, snap traps, they're a little bit more, they're quick. They're quicker than having a rodent stuck on a glue board.
Yeah. I know one of the things you learn as you grow up. Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate your time. Aaron Ashbrook, very informative as always, assistant professor of urban peri-urban entomology at LSU. One of the things you learn as a grown-up is that the snap trap doesn't work like it does in the cartoons, where it grabs them by the tail and then they go, oh, hi, let me out. That's not the way it works at all. 8:30, we'll talk to Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. All right, everybody, check yourself here, all right? Calm down. I'm not criticizing. I'm not making fun. I'm just trying to understand what the plan is.
Okay.
The plan is for the governor to talk Greenland into giving up their sovereignty and becoming a member of the United States. I'm being serious here. That's what the plan is?
Yeah, Governor Landry says he is honored to serve as a volunteer to help make Greenland part of the U.S. after President Donald Trump appointed him special envoy to Greenland.
Is there any connection between the governors we know it in Greenland at all? Or
I'm not aware of him having any ties to, influence over, or even having taken trips to Greenland, but I don't know. This all developed over the weekend, and we're awaiting more information. But the governor did post that this will not interfere with his serving as governor of Louisiana. But President Trump, he's been urging this now for a while. And he has invited Greenland to join the U.S., saying, we'll make you richer,
right?
We'll make you safer,
right?
And we'll make you better.
Right. We need new flags, wouldn't we?
Well, if they became a state, we'd need a 51st star, I guess.
Yeah. All right, just wondering.
Do you think Greenland would become a state before Puerto Rico or Guam?
Well, then we need really more flags. Then you need to redesign the entire thing.
Might stay with 13 original colonies, so the stripes don't change. Just the just the stars.
The stars, yeah. All right, well, let's take a break. We'll pick it up, talk to Billy Nungesser. We come back about he and the governor having a little brouhaha, if you will, about the immigration raids and how it's affecting the economy. We'll also talk about the Rose Bowl Parade. So a lot coming up. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWL. 8:46, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Every now and then, an elected official will say something that will get your attention. And in this case, we're talking about Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, who joins us now. Good morning, Lieutenant Governor. How are you?
I'm doing good, my friend. How are you?
I'm all right. And this is what you said. I think the far left and the far right have to take a chill pill. Amen to that. Can everybody just re-freaking lax for a second, huh?
I'm telling you, buddy. You know, there's a great little video out about Unite America that 87% of Congress is elected by 10% of the American people.
Mm-hmm.
Something's wrong with that.
Yeah. Tell me what's going on with the immigration raids and your thoughts on that and what you're hearing from business owners. Because here's my thing, Billy. I said when all of this started, like they started with 5,000 people. It's like, well, I don't know where the 5,000 came from. And secondly, who's going to do what those 5,000 people are doing now? Was my question. I just look at it from a practical standpoint. I'm not saying you should be in the country illegally. I'm not saying criminals shouldn't be arrested. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying that from a practical standpoint, if you got 5,000 people that are working and you arrest them, then that's 5,000 people that aren't going to work and 5,000 people that need to do those jobs, right?
Right. That's why I said, you know, and here's the thing. Somebody needed to speak out and say, the people with work permits, the rumor is that they're taking them. They're not reissuing new work permits right now, and they're holding them till they expire, and then they're deporting them, and they got to start over.
Mm.
And I don't know if that's true or not. Nobody wants the criminals here. But it just seems like somebody, before you send a bunch of people in town and start beating on people's doors and dragging them out of cars, that you come up with a clear definition of what's going to be done and what's right and wrong, because the hotels, the restaurants, the home builder associations, all of them are saying even the legal people here are not going to work. And one family, their children are not coming in from New York. They're citizens, because some of the citizens that have been detained for several days before they let them go, they don't want their children arrested coming into this city. So it's just some clarity's got to be made by somebody in authority.
So it's kind of like guilty until proven innocent almost, huh?
That's what it seems for a lot of people. And it's, you know, if you, in my opinion, if you're coming here to get rid of the criminals, you don't announce it. You're coming here and you go get the bad guys and get them out. So the fear in the community right now, to people here that are not, you know, of a different nationality, that are citizens, are scared.
Mm-hmm.
And they're scared they're going to be arrested and detained till they can prove they're citizens. And that's just not right.
You're a business guy. Tell me what you're hearing from business owners and tourism people.
A lot of the contractors, landscapers, and like, you know, the hotels, their people are legal here on work permits, but they're not coming to work for fear they're going to be held to their work permit expires and then deported. And if they're really not issuing no new work permits at this time, tell somebody why and how long is this going to go? Because if they're not renewing these work permits for people, that is going to be a big void in the workforce for home builders, construction, farmers, hotels, restaurants, all those jobs they fill with those work permits.
Let me take a break. I want to talk to you about the Rose Bowl Parade when we come back. By the way, it looks like you're dropping some weight. I saw you on TV earlier, are you?
Well, yeah, I've been on that shot, so it works really good.
It does. All right, man, hang on a second. All right, we're talking to Billy Nungesser, 8:50, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom.
All right, 8:56, 4 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, who I saw you on TV today talking about the Rose Bowl Parade. Tell me about the float.
Yeah, this year the theme is magic and teamwork, and our teamwork is building a pot of gumbo from the crops we grow, the seafood, the spices, the chefs, everything great that comes out of Louisiana to make that pot of gumbo. It takes a great team. Mike Strain, our air commissioner's wife, will be riding on the float.
Oh, Willie.
And besides promoting tourism, we're going to be bringing all Louisiana products out there to promote all the great things that come out of Louisiana.
Tell me about the the benefits that Louisiana gets from that, if you will, Billy?
Yeah, we spend between $500,000 and $600,000, and we get $50 million in ad value. 6.1 billion people were reached last year. The social media coverage is incredible. And then we saw a 35% increase in traffic to our website, people looking to visit Louisiana. Because, you know, at the end of the year, you're talking about, I'm always going on a diet, and where are we going to go on vacation? So it's a great time of the year to put Louisiana in front of the world.
Well, tell me about tourism this year. And, you know, it's got off to a terrible start with the New Year's attack. But did that affect anything throughout the year, Billy, or did we recover from that?
I really think the great job that state police and the police did for Super Bowl and Sugar Bowl and Mardi Gras really kind of put people at ease. The 51st state with the president made about Canada has killed our Canadian business. We went up there, had dinner with the travel agents. We served Tabasco ice cream at the train station. They loved the Louisiana, but they said, we'll lose our jobs if we try to promote any city in America right now.
Wow.
It's just the attitude of the Canadians. And then some of the visas and things in other countries have caused some cutbacks in those other foreign visitors. And the foreign visitors are very important to Louisiana because they don't just go to New Orleans. They want to see how Americans live, and they get off the beaten path and visit many cities. So it's really it's been a challenge with the international visitors that we saw double-digit increases up until this past year.
Tell me, before we let you go, what's on the agenda for 2026 for you?
Well, we're going to be promoting a lot of sports tourism, Olympic trials around the state. We're going to be doing a lot of tourism events all over. We're promoting the great outdoors of Louisiana. We've got a new bird trail, and we tell people you can fish anywhere, but you catch fish in Louisiana. So we're going to promote all the great things to do outdoors in Louisiana next year, and we're looking forward to a great year.
What you got planned for Christmas, my friend?
Staying home with the family, relaxing, taking one day off, and then getting back to work.
I hear
you. Heading out to Pasadena.
There you go. Have a good time. Thank you, sir.
Merry Christmas.
Pleasure as always. Merry Christmas to you. Billy Nunn, Gessel, Louisiana Lieutenant Governor. We're going to take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Andrew Schwartz, our friend, professor of IT in the EJ USO, that is how it's pronounced, College of Business at LSU. He's been researching technology-related issues for over 20 years. He's recently been focusing his attention on AI. We'll talk about AI, artificial intelligence, and how it's changing how shopping is done. I'll also give you the answers to our question, our survey question this morning. And the answers have been pretty good that I've been getting. The question has been asking you, what's something you could say to your holiday company about their pet that could mistakenly, they would mistakenly think you were talking about their kids and get their feelings hurt? I'll tell you when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple.
Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.